Next week, next Monday, children under the age of 16 won't be allowed to use electric scooters in public. For everyone else, the speed limit will be 20 kilometres an hour and there will be new rules on brakes and lights. Last year, there were more than 220 e-scooter crashes or collisions recorded by Gardaí, with 54 resulting in serious or fatal injuries. Geraldine Herbert is with us. She's motoring editor at the Sunday Independent. Afternoon, Geraldine. Let's start with that 20 kilometre speed limit. How do you see that working?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, one of the electric scooter obligatory requirements in the regulations is that the maximum design speed of an electric scooter should not exceed 20 kilometres an hour. So that's the whole point, that they can't actually exceed that. Now, it's also against the law to modify it. And I assume then if they are travelling at faster speeds than that, it's down to the Gardaí and for enforcement. And I mean, you can detect that quite easily on a speed gun.
Now, the 16-year-old age limit, how is that going to be enforced and what difference might it make?
Okay, well, that comes from a European Transport Safety Council recommendation, and it's purely on a safety for safety reasons that they have specified a minimum rider age of 16. And that's down to the fact that because of the smaller wheel size and the higher centre of gravity, they're a lot less stable than bikes, so they tend to have a higher incident rate of falls and collisions. Now, again, in terms of compliance, it's down to the users to actually comply with the law. In terms of enforcement, I do think it's going to be quite difficult, though, because we don't have an ID system like the rest of Europe. But again, I think, Gavin, you know, parents play a role there. You know, if they 16-year-old, under 16-year-olds won't be walking in to buy these e-scooters, it'll be parents. So I think if parents want kids to be mobile, there's bikes and there's scooters rather than electric ones. There are other options.
Yes, I mean, it's nearly 2 years ago now since Eamon Ryan told an Oireachtas Committee on Transport that banning the sale and supply of e-scooters for under 16s would be a, quote, unenforceable provision. But many of them already have e-scooters. So what happens now to those who are using them?
Well, this is the problem. I mean, I think one of the biggest issues about enforcement here is not so much the new rules that are coming in, but it's to roll back on all those bad habits that are formed. As you said, for years we've had e-scooters. They've made up their own laws and their own rules, and they've all been illegal on the road. So, I mean, there's a huge amount of work and a huge amount of education. I know the RSA are starting a campaign to actually educate people who are currently using e-scooters as to where they're supposed to be and what speed they're supposed to be travelling at, and to ensure that they actually comply with the new regulations. Because if they don't, Gavin, those e-scooters will remain illegal on Monday. They have to comply with the technical regulations.
Right, so if you have an e-scooter and you want to stay within the law on Monday, what do you have to do? Where do you have to be? What do you have to do differently, perhaps?
Okay, well, the chances are that most of them should comply. So there's an actual a rated power output that you can't exceed. There's a weight that you can't exceed. There's various regulations about rear lights and reflectors. So your best bet really is either to go online and check those out or to bring it back to where you bought it and make sure that it complies. And obviously, if you're buying one in the future, to make sure that it complies.
You can't have a seat, you don't need a helmet, and you have to stay off footpaths. Is that right?
Yeah, footpaths are pedestrian areas. Obviously, you can use anywhere that bikes can because they've been treated like bikes, so they don't require helmets. You can use cycle lanes and you can use bus lanes.
Okay, Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor at the Sunday Independent. Thank you for speaking with us today.